Welcome to the FaithBridge 2026 Lent Podcast. I'm Anna Kappersmith, and I'm here with Michael Rafferty, and we're so glad that you're joining us today. As we continue in our Walking with Jesus sermon series, we're also partnering with the Houston Church Planters Network in the Light Up the City initiative by prayer walking across our city throughout this Lenten season. Our collective goal is 100,000 miles prayer walked in the greater Houston area. If you haven't yet, sign up to do the prayer walks and download the Holy Here app. It's not too late. Go to faithbridge.org/Lent to get the links so we can all track our prayer walks together. If you're looking for this last week's sermon, you can find it just one episode back. Today we'll be guiding you through a time of prayer, whether you're walking right now or preparing your heart for prayer.
Joining us today is Christian Paterno, who preached a powerful message during our Ash Wednesday services. He is our FSM director, and he's going to begin by sharing a devotional that recaps his sermon and prepares our hearts for today's prayer walk. We'll be following the WALK, W-A-L-K, framework: worship, ask, listen, and know. As Psalm 46:10 reminds us, be still and know that I am God. Christian, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you guys for having me here. I'm super excited. And I want to start off with us taking a look at the main verse we focused on in Ash Wednesday, Luke 5:15-16. But now, even more, the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him, to be healed of their infirmities. But he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. The point was that, even with all the increase in demand of Jesus' teachings, his miracles, and his healings, he still found it necessary to prioritize being alone with the Father. And I mean, this is Jesus we're talking about here. You know those really fit people who you can look at and think they would never have to work out a day in their life and they'd still look jacked? If there was someone who could skip a spiritual discipline, you'd think it'd be Jesus, right? But still, fully man and fully God, he would go away to desolate places and pray. The reason why I wanted to talk about this topic is because I think silence is an art that hasn't just been forgotten about, but with the advancement of society and technology, to try to keep up with that means I'd have to follow its pace. Its pace is really fast, and when we look at Jesus, and if we were to examine his pace, we can't find Jesus rushing to the scene. Even on his way to bring Lazarus from the grave, they wish he would have gone sooner, and so even when the need is right there and so prevalent in our lives, our need doesn't change Jesus' pace. And when I'm in a hurry, or if I'm rushing, I'm placing my confidence in myself and my abilities to make whatever it is happen. However, when you slow down, and as the pride and the hurry begins to rise up, creating tension, that's the place where I found God meet me in profound ways. So we know this is important because we see Jesus even need this in his life here on earth. And if slowing down and being able to sit in silence is a struggle for you, you'll have to face yourself and you'll find things about yourself that you may have never known were there because they were buried with hurry and noise. What noise and busyness does is it blinds us to what the actual state of our souls are. Jesus said the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I used to think that this was just some big clump of love that we give to Jesus. And through studying, I realized that these are all individual parts that make us human. They all operate differently, but they all need each other at the same time. Dallas Willard has really great teachings on this, but the one that stands out to me is how to work on your soul. And he tells us that you can't directly work on your soul. It's the deepest part of who we are. But there is a way, and it's through indirection, that as we practice spiritual disciplines, they become what some people may have heard them called as means of grace. They are channels we intentionally create in our lives in hopes that God would meet us there. He puts it this way: when it comes to transformation, we strive to do something that we know we can never do. But we know it will happen because we know God so freely and lovingly brings transformation. That it's not because of our work, so that way we can boast. It's his grace that transforms us. Grace isn't opposed to works, it's opposed to earning. Silence is a practice of fully submitting myself to God's will for my life, laying down what I think is important in that moment, and trusting that God's Spirit will meet me there and fill the space. giving space for the Holy Spirit to lead us and shape us. In the Screwtape Letters, C.S. Lewis says that the kingdom of hell is known as the kingdom of noise, and how the enemy's goal for your life isn't that you become the worst of the worst kind of people, but that you'd slowly and gradually lose your delight in the Lord and begin to chase other things that only satisfy in the moment. Once I learned the art of silence and began practicing it, that's how I've not only found, but also had a true belief in my heart, my mind, my soul, and my body, that you can have true, full delight in the Lord, lacking nothing. And my encouragement for you is that you'd begin your own journey in pursuing God in silence and solitude.
I love that, Christian. Thank you for sharing that. And I love that you shared the first and greatest commandment that Jesus shares, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I think so often we get caught up in everything that we have to do in our lives, and even in our walk with the Lord, we get caught up in all the things that we do, when the call truly is to relationship and to just love God before anything else. And so that kind of leads us to the first thing that we're going to do throughout this prayer journey, and that's the W of walk, and that's worship. This is a song that we sang last Sunday, and so we want to just invite you, wherever you are, would you sing along or simply allow these words to fill your heart?
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God. Seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days, and I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we want to follow you. Thank you so much for that, Raph, and thank you, Christian, as well, for such a strong word. We're going to enter now into the portion that we call ask. So we're going to be praying for three different areas. The first is for personal renewal. The second is for our communities. That's our families, neighbors, and coworkers, and also for our city. So first, let's pray for personal renewal. And I want to invite you to ask God to renew your willingness to walk where he walks and to follow him, just as the disciples did when they dropped their nets to follow Jesus. They left what they were doing in order to be with him. So let's pray together. Talk to God. Next, we're going to pray for our community, and we're going to ask God to revive the people in our community with a new or a deeper desire to follow him. And just like Christian was talking about, that they would follow him with all that they are, putting away the noise and looking to Jesus. Would you pray for your community? Thank you. And finally, we want to pray for our city. We want to ask God to awaken people across the city to the truth of the gospel so that they too would walk where Jesus walks. Go ahead and pray for the city. We bring these things before you. We thank you because you want to be part of our lives. You want to be part of our personal renewal. You want to work in our communities and in our city. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Now we enter into a time of listening. And remember, prayer is a dialogue. We want to make space for God to speak. Ask him now to speak to your heart through scripture, a prompting, or a burden for someone in your life. Let's pray together. Father, we come into stillness before you, just as Jesus did. Your word says that your sheep hear your voice, and you are the good shepherd. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us in the quiet moment. We love you, and we thank you for speaking to us. To conclude our time of listening, we'll now pray an ancient prayer, one that believers have prayed for generations. Lent reminds us that we are part of a long heritage of faithful Christians who have walked with Jesus before us. This is the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. And finally, we come to know, to be still and remember that God truly is God. We'll close by reading this scripture together from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on this walk journey today. Our next Lent podcast episode will release next Wednesday morning. In the meantime, we look forward to worshiping with you this Sunday, and we encourage you to continue prayer walking as we light up the city this season. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you as you go about your day. Thank you for listening.